Each Tuesday at this time, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia and we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Sean, we have three items to ask you about this week. Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic candidate for governor, made a recent statement that of 98,000 teachers in grades K through 12 in Virginia, over 53,000 of them are over 50 years old. You checked his facts on that, and what did you find?
Well, first, let's look at McAuliffe's claim that that 53,000 teachers are more than 50 years old. Josh Schwerin, a spokesman for McAuliffe, said the campaign got that figure from the Virginia Retirement System, which manages pensions for full-time instructors. But there's a problem with that number. Jeannie Chenault, a spokeswoman for the retirement system, told us that figure doesn't just represent teachers over 50. Instead, it represents all full-time professional and clerical employees in school divisions across the state who are 50 years or older. So that would include people like administrators, counselors, and secretaries. And the most current figures from June 2012 show that about 56,000 full-time workers in school districts were 50 years or older. Now let's look at that 98,000 figure that McAuliffe cited. Schwerin sent us a slide from the State Department of Education, which said that during the 2010 to 2011 school year, Virginia's schools had an instructional staff of about 98,700. That's the wrong figure to use. The correct figure is about 147,000, which is the number of all full-time public and public school employees at the end of June. So if McAuliffe relies on information from the retirement system, the most he could say is that at the end of the last school year, 56,000 of the 147,000 full-time public school employees, or about 38%, were 50 or older. And that's a far cry from his claim that more than half the teachers have crossed over that age threshold. Now, we got a more accurate estimate on the number of instructional staff over 50 from the Department of Education presentation that McAuliffe referenced. Of the 98,700 instructors, about 33,500 of them were 50 or older. That's about 34%. So McAuliffe is mixing figures that don't go together. Best available figures show that 34% of the state's instructional staff were 50 years or older in the 2011 school year, and that's far off from McAuliffe's claim that more than half of the state's teachers are 50 or older. So we rated the claim false.
All right. Now, Ron Meyer, who's a young man who is thinking about running for Congress in Northern Virginia next year in the congressional elections, he would run as a Republican in the 11th district. He says that only 3 in 10 young Americans under 30% under 30, he says, have full-time work. Is he right or not?
Well, Meyer pointed to a February study about the millennial generation that was sponsored by the National Conference on Citizenship. Now, that study looked at employment among 18 to 29-year-olds and found that 62.9% of them are currently working, of which 31.2% work on a part-time basis. Now, Meyer interpreted that to mean that the remaining 31.7% of those who were employed had a full-time job. But Kay Kawashima-Ginsburg, a co-author of the study, told us that interpretation isn't quite right. She noted the study said that of the 62.9% employed, 31.2% had part-time jobs. That means that of those with a job, about 20% had part-time jobs, while the other 43% had full-time jobs. Craig Copeland, a senior research associate at the Employee Benefit Research Institute, noted that many of those in the 18 to 29 age range are working part-time because they're still in college. But Copeland also noted that the percentage of 18 to 29-year-olds with full-time work has indeed dropped faster in recent years as a result of the Great Recession. So the report Meyer based his statement on indicates that 43% of millennials have full-time work, a higher figure than the statistic he cited in his claim. Mm-hmm. While Meyer's number is off, his point holds up. A smaller portion of 18 to 29-year-olds hold full-time jobs now than before the recession. So we rated his statement half true.
All right. Now, in addition to rating statements on the truthometer as being false or true or somewhere in between, you also have the Bobometer, where you keep track of Governor Bob McDonnell's campaign promises and see whether or not he has kept them during his term as governor. And recently you checked on his promise to increase funding for Virginia Teaching Scholarship Program. What'd you find?
Yeah, McDonnell said he would increase funding for that program and would set aside some of that money for instructors who teach classes in science, technology, technology, engineering, and math. That scholarship program provides forgivable loans to college juniors and seniors intending to become middle and high school teachers in areas like math and science that have a shortage of instructors. Since 2008, under former Governor Tim Kaine and under McDonald, the state has set aside about $700,000 annually for the scholarship, and each recipient gets about $3,700 a year. This coming budget year, the state funding level won't change, but the individual scholarship amounts will grow to about $10,000 a year eventually. Now, at McDonald's request, the General Assembly last year approved a new program to attract and retain instructors who teach science, technology, engineering, and or math courses. The state put up $500,000 in order to give $5,000 incentive awards to new instructors who sign agreements to teach in those areas. Now, this year, McDonald successfully urged lawmakers to increase funding for that program to about $800,000 for the coming school year. Also last year, the General Assembly approved $700,000 over the next 2 years for a pilot program to encourage science and math majors to teach to take teaching courses. So McDonald's campaign pledge has evolved. He has not put more money into the teaching scholarship program, but he has taken other steps, such as starting another program to recruit trained teachers and for classes in science, technology, engineering, and math. So we rated his action on this promise as a compromise.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.